if you had to pick an all-time great lead guitar?
Clapton.
How about rhythm?
Rhythm guitar? Lennon.
Bass? The dream band.
McCartney.
Drummer?
Drummer. You won't know him. His name is Johnny B. He was the drummer in the Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Wow. Vocalist?
Yeah, that's a tough one, huh? Vocalist. Wow. Where do you start with that? Oh, I don't know. I always like Michael McDonald a lot. I like his voice.
Keyboards?
Bob Palander.
Really? Any, you know, the current state of music? Does anyone stand out? Does anyone have the longevity you think we're going to be talking about in 20, 30 years?
I can't see any 20, 30-year people right now, but I suppose way back when people didn't think you'd be still talking about U2 or something like that. You know, but they've... I don't know. It seems to me it's become a lot more like what the English scene used to be, which is really disposable. Like, you know, everybody has 15 minutes, they have an album, maybe two, and they're gone, and what's the new flavor? And I'm sure there will be people that rise out of this. There's an awful lot of good music out there that people don't get to hear, just because there's so much, first of all, and radio is, you know, in general, pretty screwed up, you know, so... You have to go searching for stuff, you know, that you want to try and find. And then the internet makes it easy and makes it harder too, because it's so fast. It's that sort of thing. But it's allowed me to we put together started a company, my wife and I, to release my solo stuff in the last like 5 years and things, and a couple other people's, and to do MSB reissues and stuff like that. And people that are looking for the stuff now, you know, sooner or later they find it that way. And it's like, oh my God, I've been trying to replace this, you know, my vinyl from You Break It, you bought it for 30 years. And okay, well, you can do that now. You know?
Yeah. What do you think of the whole move to MP3s and iPods and downloads for the whole industry?
It's just the way it goes. People say, well, doesn't it piss you off that, people are downloading your music and you don't make anything on it? I said, well, the record company never paid me for anything anyway, so what's the difference? I mean, at least this way you know somebody that wants it is getting it, and... You know, it's weird. I mean, I'm not one of those people that's like, well, music should be free. People that say that don't have any idea what goes into doing it, not just writing it or that, but then the whole physical process of getting it to that MP3 thing. Making records is not an easy process. And if you want people to continue to do it, if you have a favorite artist or band or whatever, that, whether it be a musician or a writer or an actor or this. I mean, if you want them to continue doing what they do, you have to support what they do. And the best way to make sure that they don't continue it is to not support it. And that's the power of the wallet. But that's why I still, to this day, I mean, the bands that I respect and like and are still doing it, because I could probably pull some strings and get some free copies here and there. But like, you know, Cheap Trick puts a new album out, I'm going to go buy it, because... God love them, they're still out there doing it, they're making good records, and I want to be part of the thing that says, make another one, that type of thing.